This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Are you ready to ride the Patriots roller coaster, Keith?
Of course. Of course I am. It has been for weeks. It really has been. I think yesterday is kind of par for the course. There have been great days. There have been bad days. There have been days where both things are true. And that kind of feels like maybe how yesterday went. Very much so. Where if you watched a couple of plays, you're like, this team's going to win the Super Bowl. You watch a couple of plays, you're like, oh, they're not going to hit the over on the win total at all. And the offense might not be able to move the ball at all. So, yes, I am prepared for that. It is entertaining.
Oh,
it can be frustrating. You pull your hair out some of the times, but it's going to be entertaining, I think.
It's an interesting experience this preseason,
yeah,
with the Patriots and with Drake May specifically, who you heard there off the top. It's Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We'll go on the clock on Thursday, or at high noon, rather, looking ahead to Patriots preseason game number two
against
the Vikings. Yeah, afternoon game.
I feel like almost every preseason game is at night, like Thursday, Friday night.
Let me tell
you,
I don't remember a day game for the Patriots in the preseason, but it lines up with my fantasy auction quite nicely.
Oh, you're liking
little
that.
Little fantasy auction pregame. Hopefully Trevion Henderson doesn't
do
anything.
Saturday or the auction Saturday or
auction
Friday?
Auction Saturday evening.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hopefully Trevion Henderson doesn't do too much. I have a feeling he's going to go for a buttload of money.
Yeah.
But that'll be a nice lead up there. So we'll go on the clock at high noon as we do every Thursday. We got Brad Foe talking Red Sox at 11:30. You'll hear Mike Vrabel again live today here on Jones and Keefe. Somewhere in the noontime hour, I think it's going to be closer to 12:45. Kiefer Madness as well. We'll see where that falls based on Vrabel. But a busy,
it's a
busy
local
day.
Madness.
It is. Oh, it's
well.
A local madness.
Local madness. Not to give too much away, but it's a local madness.
Okay, I like that.
It's not a Florida story.
So we'll get to your phone calls. 617-779-7937 all day long. Keith, Bragg, we were at a lot of Patriots camp.
Sure were, about 10 of them.
We were at the joint practice against the Commanders. So I do feel a little disconnected from what went on yesterday in Minnesota.
I know.
But
I went home and put my binocs on anyway, just to feel like I was there. I just looked into the wilderness.
Looking at Twitter through your binocs.
Looking at my neighbors.
Yeah.
Like, hey, don't worry about me, bud.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
They put in a few calls about that, I think. So, we're disconnected.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're reading all the accounts, boots on the ground. I'm listening to Phil Perry and Curran and all these guys, their little recaps, and I'm curious how you read some of the firsthand accounts from the joint practices yesterday, because it was a very mixed bag.
Yeah, so basically I read it was kind of a boom or bust day for the offense, and it was one of those things where there were some big plays to be had, but there was also six sacks. Like, the offensive line had a real tough day against the Minnesota defense. We had a feeling this could be the case, though. You know, the last time they practiced here in New England, Vrabel ran a lot of the Minnesota stuff at the Patriots offense and was like, what do you guys think of this? And they didn't think much of it because Drake May, you know, didn't have a lot of time to do anything, didn't complete a lot of passes, and it was kind of a mess. But it wasn't all that way. It seemed like for every one or two of those plays, which were bad and need to get cleaned up, there was big plays to Pop Douglas or Mac Hollins, right? So Drake May, I think he himself overall sounded like, had a pretty good day, right? The when the offense struggled, it wasn't a bad Drake May decision. It was, oh, the Vikings just did something that confused the Patriots offensive line, or maybe they just got bowled over or whatever, but they gave up way too many sacks. Like, the offensive line, I think, had a bad day. But when they stood upright, the Patriots did make plays.
So I think overall it was actually a good day for the Patriots. And I would consider who it came against as well. It came against a 14-win Minnesota Vikings team that who knows where they're going to be this year. I mentioned this on the show yesterday. I think their over-under is the same as the Pats. I believe they're 8.5, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, is it really?
But it's like heavy, heavy juice on the over. It's like minus 150 or something like that when I glanced at it. Fact check me on that. But I think Vegas is expecting a bit of a course correction for Minnesota. But I think that's a talented team. It's a team with a good defense and a good scheme and a good coordinator. And
yeah, they are 8.5.
They made some plays yesterday, right? So there's some aggression, but still, they're right there with the Patriots. But they should be a playoff team.
So they're eight. They're, this is interesting. Their win total is 8.5. However, to win the Super Bowl, they're 25-1, while the Patriots 75-1.
Nice.
So the same over under. Now there's plus money on the over for the Pats, where it's minus money for the Vikings. But still, I mean, they look like to have similar records based on
Vegas.
Yeah,
and the Vikings are, it's very, very likely, based on the way you read the insights there. Number one, that they're more of a Super Bowl contender than a team like the Pats. But two, they're expected to have a winning record. They should be a good team, is my roundabout point, even if no one expects them to win 14 again, and I don't. So I actually read yesterday as a pretty good practice. Now, it sounds like the offensive line was abysmal.
Yeah.
So that's a problem. But I said yesterday during the show, specifically with Campbell, not the whole O-line, but specifically with Campbell, I'm going to hold out some of my feelings on him until I see it on Saturday in the game.
Oh, that's what you said yesterday. That's fair.
That's him, though. I didn't expect every offensive lineman to struggle. Yeah. Wilson, Bradbury. Like, I didn't say it about all those guys. I said that about him.
And Bradbury knows these guys.
Correct.
This is the Bradbury Bowl.
If anybody should have known what was coming, it was him. So I'll get that out of the way quick and say the offensive line was terrible. That's scary.
Yeah.
You know, there's some stuff coming out on Steph Diggs we're going to get to later on this hour that I don't love. So I didn't love everything yesterday.
No.
But we started the week, Keith, on Monday. It's a big week for Drake May. That's how we started. And I think May yesterday, by all accounts, was fine. I think May was actually pretty good. So if my big take going into the week is it's a huge week for May specifically, and May hits big plays, Mac Hollins down the field, Travion Henderson down the field. 70-yard touchdown, by the way. I don't know if you saw the highlights. I don't know in a real game if he's quite getting in there. I don't know if the defense let up.
I heard Mac Hollins also punted the ball after a touchdown. He was pissed.
Yeah, he's like, doesn't hurt the team, just my wallet.
Wow.
I was like, nice.
Damn.
Be a good Patriots Monday guest.
Yeah.
You know.
Your shirts are wild.
If that were in the cards.
Yeah, I would have liked to talk to him.
I would have loved it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it couldn't happen,
maybe
I guess.
Maybe next year. Probably not, though.
Well, will we be here?
Will he be there?
Will any of us be here, Keith?
Yes, Mike McDaniel. We're all one day closer. Mike McDaniel? Maybe we can do Kiefer Madness on Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
He's having a tough go of it down in Miami right now.
Had a few sads. So, I think
overall it's a win, though.
I do, too.
From yesterday.
And we're leaving a whole half of it out. So I think May had a really good day.
Yeah.
And I think by all accounts, when he had time to throw, he hit plays. They made plays. The offensive line couldn't protect him. That's bad. But I think May was good. I also think if you read any of the accounts from Doug Kide in the Herald, who I think was watching the Pats defense.
Defense win.
And if you were reading anything out of Minnesota, I think McCarthy had a brutal day.
J.J. McCarthy is who we thought he was.
He threw a pick to Marcus Jones. There was another that was dropped. And I think the Patriots racked up sacks on him as well. So I think the defense had a great day.
Yes.
I think May had a really good day. I'm nervous about Diggs. The O-line was brutal. But overall, I think the first day of joint practices sounded like it went pretty well for the Pats.
And maybe we should highlight the defense more than we do, but I almost put them to the side because I do expect them to be at worst, middle of the pack, whereas the Patriots' offense feels like, at best, might be middle of the pack, right? So there's obviously with the second-year quarterback, with the addition of your first-round pick, your second-round pick, your two third-round picks all being on offense, Steph Diggs being on offense. There's a lot more intrigue, but also uncertainty on offense. Defense, I think they're going to be good. They don't even have Christian Gonzalez out there. They don't even have Carlton Davis really out there.
And no Jefferson on the other side for the Vikings.
No Jefferson. Yeah. No, but I mean, I I can't love Kevin O'Connell and then be like, ah, no Justin Jefferson, right? Like, they do have Jordan Addison.
It's fair.
J.J. McCarthy, I don't think is good, but I've been wrong about quarterbacks before. He was a 10th overall pick. So I give them credit if they're able to stymie them at all, and it sounds like they did. You know, McCarthy was throwing picks. He had some real bad underthrows. He was getting, quote-unquote, sacked. So I think big win, job well done by the Patriots defense. Feels like even more of a win than it was against Washington, where you were like, Jaden Daniels completed a bunch of short passes. They didn't really get to him too much. It wasn't like a loss for the Patriots, but it was like he did well. J.J. McCarthy did not. So I think that's definitely a positive sign. But then when you flip over to the other side, you're like, it feels like if there were plays to be made, Drake May made those plays.
100%. I think that's so like 1,000% the right way to
However,
say it.
Here we go again, because go back 2 months ago, and if I asked you what's the weakest position group on the Patriots, we would have said O-line, and maybe we would have said wideout. We would have said combined O-line wideout, like going in. I think actually we did tiers, didn't we, before camp? We tiered the position groups. And in the bottom tier was both O-line and wideout. And I feel like as camp has gone on, the wide receiver group has separated from them a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I feel way better about the wideouts than the
O-line.
Whether
it's Mac Hollins better than I thought, or Kayshon Booty or Pop Douglas, all those guys a little bit better. O-line remains the weakest position group. It was at the draft. It was at OTAs. It is now. You know, with the second preseason game coming up on Saturday, it still remains the worst one. It's just, how much of an issue will it be come the regular season? Because they're not going to turn into world beaters overnight, but are they also going to be the reason why you went 3-and-out because they can't protect Drake May?
Yeah, so look, and I want to get to the specifics on the O-line in a moment, but I think the big picture takeaway so far on the Pats, and I don't love that May had the fumble in the preseason game, and, you know, he needs to take better care of the football, and the O-line struggled in that game. They've struggled in some of these joint practice. Fine. Okay, I acknowledge all those things. But if you do take a step back and you look at, and we still have a preseason game and another joint practice today to go against the Vikings. But if you take a step back, Keith, they won the joint practice against Washington, rather. I think it was advantage Patriots in that one. They won the preseason game. I know Washington sat a lot of guys, but they won the preseason game. Then they go out and I think had the better day with Minnesota yesterday. It wasn't perfect.
Yeah.
But they had the better day.
Duck boats.
I mean, well, I'm not saying duck boats, but
you're
I am
not, not saying duck boats.
I am saying you have them for 10 wins. I have them for 9 wins.
Yeah, no, I haven't budged off that.
There's no reason to be nervous about those predictions. Like, I mean, sitting with what we know today in the most important sessions of the preseason, which is really all we can evaluate.
Yeah.
The most important stuff, I think they've actually acquitted themselves pretty nicely, which just to me confirms that being bullish on them at 10 wins or 9 wins or a playoff season, not duck boats.
No.
But making the playoffs and having a winning season, I think you're kind of seeing that play out in the most important periods we've had so far.
Yeah, but, I mean, again, not to be a negative Nelson, but if the offensive line doesn't at least get to, like, an average level, right? Like, I don't know what the lowest it can be. Like, it's hard to duplicate what Cincinnati did the year they went to the Super Bowl, where they had statistically the worst offensive line in the league, but they still made the Super Bowl because they had a top five quarterback and two of the best receivers in football, right? Because you don't have a top five quarterback, nor do you have two of the top 10 wide receivers in the league or top 15 wide receivers in the league. So the offensive line is going to have to be better, because the way that people might argue against it, because it's funny, a lot of the national writers and predictions are saying that the money is actually on Patriots under. They're saying too many people are taking the over, like you and me. There are too many people are taking the over.
One of ESPN's top three bets, Keith.
Yeah. The over in the game against the Raiders, but also the under in wins for the season.
Correct.
But so if the offensive line's really bad, Steph Diggs we're going to get into and what's all circling around with him. You are starting the year, at the very least, Gonzalez and Davis aren't 100%. Now, I'm hopeful that I think if I had to predict, they both play week one, but they're both still dealing with something.
Davis said yesterday he wouldn't say what he's dealing with.
We don't
with.
Even know what it is, which I don't love.
No, me neither. He was asked directly, what's he dealing with? He's like, I'd rather not say. But then he's like, but I will be out there week one. I'm like, how can I possibly even have an opinion? Yeah. I don't even know what you're dealing with for an injury.
No, I know. So there are still some, you know, question marks, certainly, with this team. But I have no problem having the expectations as high as they are. And I still fall back on the the schedule that they have in front of them. You know, if they had a different schedule, then maybe I wouldn't be as out front about them hitting the over on 8.5 wins.
Yeah, but again, in the real competitive periods of this camp, and maybe
they've held up well.
Maybe today they walk off the field to Minnesota and we're like, yikes.
Yeah.
Or maybe after the preseason game on Saturday, we'll feel differently. But given what we know now, I don't think there's any reason to back away from being somewhat bullish on the Pats. They want a joint practice against the Commanders, by most accounts.
Mm-hmm.
They want a joint practice yesterday, even though it wasn't perfect. They want a preseason game in the middle. So I'm not telling you
sky's the limit.
I'm not telling you those are the end all be all, but it's really what we can go on right now.
Yeah, it's what's laid out in front of us.
And I think it confirms some of the things that we were feeling about the Patriots. They should be a lot better this year. They should be in the mix in the AFC playoff picture. So agree or disagree, you can jump in, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and text line. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Let's hear quickly from Drake May on the challenges from the Brian Flores defense yesterday. Keefe, I think everything we were bracing for, and Vrabel had them bracing for after a poor practice earlier this week in New England before they went to Minnesota, I think we saw it play out yesterday. Flores kind of emptied the bucket on the Patriots offense. Here's what May said after that experience yesterday.
Yeah, I think the guys at times, you know, up there up front, I think I can help them out and be more demonstrative about where I want to send them and where I want them to go. But, you know, really, I think, you know, we blocked it up when, you know, we got it right. And I think there's times where, you know, they're going to get us. You know, that's what he does. He tries to create kind of chaos. And I think it's good for us to see and know. And sometimes at the line, you may not know, hey, is this guy coming? Or they're just bluffing that. So it's good for us to see it. And I think it's great for us to learn from.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm not a big, clearly not a Belichick coaching tree guy.
Mm-hmm.
Flores I like, though. Flores, and maybe not as a head coach, that kind of went sideways, and maybe he'll get another opportunity. I mean, that went sideways
should,
for a
right?
number of reasons, and it wasn't all his fault.
We talked about this in the offseason. He should get another opportunity.
He definitely should, and he had a top-five defense last year. If he has another top-five defense this year, he'll get a job. I mean, unless he's, like, sneaky blackballed by the league because everything happened in Miami.
Yeah, I don't think it's that sneaky. But
no,
yeah,
not that. But he's, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's in the league at least. It's not like they were like, you can't hire the guy. Like, Pittsburgh took him, what, a few years ago. He, I forget what his role was with Tomlin and the Steelers, but
was he like a linebacker?
Might have been like assistant head coach or one, whatever they do to have him on the staff. But no, I mean, everybody speaks so highly of his defenses. They're very aggressive. I think you even saw it in New England. Like, the Matt Patricia defenses, there were years that they had a lot of success, but they were also loaded with talent, and then Bill always got a lot of that credit too. But then when they brought in Flores, you're like, oh my God, they're flying around now. Like, it just seems like it was different.
More aggressive
way
defense.
More
yeah.
aggressive.
Yeah.
And so I like Flores a lot as sort of an aside, but what a great team to practice against. You know, it's not just a vanilla, like, here's our cover two, go ahead and go up against cover two the whole practice. Like, you don't know where guys are lined up, where they're coming from. If they're serious, like, you're like, where's, like, I can't even find any safeties because everyone's up on the line or everyone's back or whatever. Like, good to, you're literally throwing the kitchen sink at them in practice, which I think is great.
No, me too. And I also like that Drake May is taking some accountability there for the O-line. He's like, I gotta get them to block it up right. That's on me.
Definitely.
So I think that's a sign of a good leader for all the flack we're giving May about, is he a leader and is Vrabel trying to pull more out of him as a leader and this and that. I think that's an example of leadership. Hey, I was under duress all day long, but I can do a better job of getting him to block it upright. Okay, that aside, and for all the nice things we said about the Patriots yesterday at practice, how concerned are you about the offensive line? Because Campbell gave up a couple of sacks.
On a scale of 1 to 100?
Wilson gave up a couple of sacks.
Yeah.
Bradbury had a miserable day, apparently. Moses is never out there. I guess on when it was one guy that I didn't read anything too negative about yesterday. Yeah, sure. On a scale of 1 to 100, what's the concern level?
81?
Seven!
No, 7. It's seven. Like 81.
97, maybe, yeah.
7, maybe on a scale of 10, but I don't know. I don't recognize scales to 10. So, like an 81? No, it is, because right tackle, like, let's see, right? We're all fingers crossed on Morgan Moses, but it's another guy that you're like, all right, who is it going to be? And if he's out there, is he going to play every snap all season long? Probably not. Most guys
feel
don't.
That way.
And the backup right tackles all seem to be like a big drop off from there. I would say Onwenu's the one guy that I just sort of say, okay, like, fine, right tackle, Onwenu. Friend of the show, Mike Onwenu, is going to join us again this year. Bradbury's at an up and down camp, more of a down camp overall. And he even came in with the, well, he sucks at pass blocking, but he's a veteran. And they had, like, they eyed him as soon as they forced David Andrews into retirement. They're like, oh, we want this guy. So let's see how he goes. And then the rookies, I think you started the show talking about riding the wave of the whole team. I think Wilson and Campbell have also very much been the face of that, where there's been days where you're like, left side of the O-line is set for 10 years, like you're good to go. And then there's, oh, they run like a simple stunt on them and, you know, Drake May sack fumble in the game. So I still am overall thumbs up on Campbell and thumbs up on Wilson. I think Wilson's been more up and down to this point. But after hearing the reports from yesterday, not seeing it, but reading it and hearing everybody, sounds like it was a rough go. And maybe it is a real learning experience. So we'll see how today goes, see how the preseason game goes. But it's their weakest position group. So I don't know how you can't at least be concerned a bit.
No, and you, look, at least they didn't turn it over yesterday. May and the first team offense anyway didn't turn it over. I forget if Dobbs did. But May and the first team offense did not.
Two pick sixes yesterday, I think I saw.
Dobbs did?
I think so.
Okay. So
but this is a little misleading, I would say, because the – no, it's not misleading, but let me just paint this. In the preseason game, the exact play that happened to Drake May would have ended with a player touching his shoulder, and he wouldn't have fumbled. He wouldn't have tried to throw it away. It wouldn't have been anything like that.
No, that's a good point.
So they get sacked six times. But are we sure Drake May is not trying to be a hero for any of those six? Does he try to pick up an extra yard and then that leads to a fumble?
In a real game setting.
He really shouldn't fumble in these situations. If he does, like, yikes.
Good point.
Yeah.
But I didn't read anything about turnovers yesterday from May.
Yeah, no picks, right? I don't think any picks.
So I feel okay about that. But, right, if it's full contact taking guys to the ground, is May going to try to be a hero? Fair point on that front. So I don't feel good about the O-line. You brought up Moses. I just double-checked this. Morgan, basically his entire career, his rookie year, he only played in eight games. I don't know if that's because he was a rookie easing into the league or if there was an injury. I didn't do research on that. But after that, 15 to 2022, he didn't miss a game.
Yeah.
Then the last 2 years, he's only played in 14. Now, it's not like he's missed a ton of time.
He's missed, what, six total games?
But to answer your question, and this is a guy they're already managing in camp, is he going to be out there for every snap at right tackle? No. So if you got to piece it together for two or three with him, who's that going to be?
I know.
Yeah, I am concerned about the O-line. For as many nice things as I said about the Patriots yesterday in Minnesota, first-team offense, let's see how they do today. You'll hear from Vrabel late in the noontime hour, 12:30, 12:45, somewhere in there. For as many nice things as we've said, that has to be a big, big concern for Patriots fans. So you can jump in, your thoughts, everything you've read and heard on joint practices yesterday. The overall trajectory of the Patriots this preseason, I'd say if you were bullish on them, they've checked some boxes against the Commanders and the Vikings as well. Again, 617-779-7937. We got a key for madness for you today, as we do most Thursdays. We'll talk to Rob Bradford coming up a little over an hour from now as we have to get to the Red Sox. They drop another series last night in Houston.
Oh, boy.
Manager getting kicked out.
Oof.
More weird circumstances with Cora and the umps, which we'll get to coming up as well. But speaking of concerns for the Patriots, we mentioned the offensive line. Is it time to get a little nervous about Steph Diggs and his timeline for a return to actual game action? We'll get to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I've been hearing that you push too much.
Yeah,
I've been hearing that you're trying to perform more than be smart about what to do here.
I heard that too, man. We'll
see. This is Scoop City. I'm getting all the scoops.
Everybody's excited, man. I'm just like taking it day by day.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Is it hard to? Because I feel for you because you obviously are overdoing it at times because you want to be out there and you're such a competitor. It's hard to hold back when you got. I'm sure you're on a timeline, right? Where you got to hit certain marks to make sure you feel good. But overall. You feel like you're moving
it. I feel great. I mean, I'm pushing the needle always. I'm always odding on doing more than less. And, you know, we'll see about week one. Like, you know, I don't know how I feel about it. We'll see. You know, coaches aren't too excited. I'm not too excited. I'm just trying to take it day by day. So we'll see, man. It looks like we just don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah, there's a chance, but you just got to get through camp, right?
100%.
That's the goal as the team right now.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. I feel like you're really trying to tell me something, and I'm really bad at reading the signs.
Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We're taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. That was Steph Diggs with your girl.
Yeah, good sit down.
Diana Rossini.
I don't like how she's jumped in on Scoop City. First of all, her hit rate is below the Mendoza line, so I don't know why she's calling her podcast Scoop City.
Scoops Village, maybe.
I thought Scoops was a thing that we did. I thought we were the Scoops.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be like a real reporter.
Yeah. Like what? Like a village? It's not a city. If you're a 20% hit rate.
Township.
Yeah,
village, maybe.
Hovel. Yeah.
What is it now?
Hovel? Isn't it like a small hut or whatever?
A hovel?
A hovel?
Yeah, I don't know. Hovel?
I mean, look.
Well,
if you don't know, Nick, you didn't have to chime
in. I thought
in
I was saying it right.
In fairness, I can't say Billy's name. So I mean,
Our good friend Billy Lenny. Here he is.
Right.
Take
after
trending with
Billy Lenny. I think I had a mini stroke.
You are right now, though?
I think so. I'm not actually sure what happened.
It's a hot start to the show today. But yeah, Scoop City sitting down.
Hovel, whatever.
Hovel. Yeah, anyway, she breaks news, also has had a few misses, but that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. You know, not many of us can be 100% hit rate.
Yeah, she's the Adam Dunn of sports news breaking.
It's kind of like the Pats offense yesterday was very Adam Dunn.
Good point.
Home runner strikeout.
Good point.
That's fine. But yeah, that was...
I don't love any of that.
Me
I don't love
neither.
Any of that answer.
And like, I don't...
And that, by the way, was from yesterday. I thought maybe that was an outdated video from New England. She sat down with him in Minnesota.
Wait a minute. So he's like, and maybe he's just lowering expectation, or he's throwing you off the scent, or he's doing like veteran/coach speak. But I don't know about week one. I'm not that excited about it, and the coaches aren't that excited about it. Does he just mean like we're not going crazy about it, or like what is that?
I think
that's a weird phrase.
I do think that's what he meant, but I honestly don't know for a fact. But that's my read on it. We're not like getting too amped up about it. We're just taking it in stride.
I feel like you're really trying to tell me something, and I'm really bad at reading the signs.
Good, really plugged
more
in.
More of that on Scoop City. All that and more on Scoop City.
But no, I...
Why don't you just tell me if you're playing week one?
Maybe he's being coy or like playful or whatever.
Yeah,
like
cat in the grass.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be.
But I don't know. I don't love some of the warning signs with Diggs where he didn't play in the preseason game, which I don't really care about, but I'm taking note of it.
Uh-huh.
Limited in the joint practice against Washington. I think he was full go yesterday. As far as I can tell, we weren't there.
Didn't
but as
really
far
hear
as I can
much
tell,
about him,
no.
Right?
So Perry highlighted one play that he made down the field, which I saw a video of. Good read by May. Good play by him.
Wait, was that in the 11 on 11s? Because I did see a one-on-one, I think, catch that was pretty sick, by the sideline.
No,
see that one?
I know the play where he turned the D-back inside out.
Yeah. Late hands.
Oh, no, that would be Jeff Okuda.
This, oh.
It was?
Yeah.
Former what? Number
overall pick
on like his third or fourth overall team.
But he did have a pretty sick catch.
No. So I know the one-on-one you're talking about. No, this was at least in 7-on-7s, maybe 11-on-11s, but it was more of a full team type of workout. So you don't get enough from Diggs. Like the big plays yesterday were Henderson and Hollins. Those were the big plays. There was a great
Pop Douglas too, right?
Yeah. There was a great off-platform throw by May to Kayshon Booty. So, like, there's all these plays. There's just not enough of them with Diggs, who was everywhere the first 2 days of camp. We noted it in real time. You're like, man, May's looking his way. He's making plays. There hasn't been enough of it. I don't like the overall trajectory of the news with Diggs. So, if you want to say, like, the Patriots the last week plus, and it hasn't been linear. There's been some trending downward based on the way they practiced after the game against Washington on Friday night. But overall, I'm like, okay, I feel like they're checking boxes against these teams in these preseason games. For Diggs specifically, I feel like there is less and less of that. And if we're nervous about the O-line and we're nervous about the number one receiver, maybe I should be a little more nervous about the overall offense and Drake May specifically.
Yes, right. Because I think going into the year, they had two really, really big holes on the team, and it was left tackle, number one receiver. And so they filled those with Steph Diggs and Will Campbell. So I think if they hit, say, 10 wins on the season, good. Like, I don't know how they do that if those guys struggle, right? And so, like, if they end up hitting the under on that, wouldn't it be those guys are out there and they're not ready for it? It's some combination of they're not ready for it. Because I think the reason why I kind of like the receiver group is because Pop Douglas and Booty and Mac Hollins aren't the number one. Like, if any of those guys are the number one, now they're miscast. And now it's sort of like last year all over again. You need Diggs there at the top. And even he's not going to be 1,500 yards like he was his first year in Buffalo. But he needs to be. I was looking this up because I thought when the first day we saw him at training camp, I was like, oh, hit the over on those yards for this season.
Yeah, I agreed, by the way.
It's 750, which
that's
is not.
That's his over under?
Yeah. It's not a huge number at all.
I don't love that.
No. But we know they haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since 2019.
Yeah.
Will this be the year they break that?
Okay, well, I was just going to say, there were 24 guys who had 1,000 yards last year. People think Calvin Ridley was a massive bust last
1,000
year.
1,000 yards, yeah.
In Tennessee, he had 1,000, I mean, barely, 1,017.
So 24, now that includes tight ends, right?
Oh, good point. I'm sorry. Yeah, that is true. So, yeah, so hang
couple,
on.
Couple
so
less,
take out Bowers, take out Kittle.
Probably McBride.
I don't think McBride.
Big
got
Trey
there.
McBride. Well,
I'm breezing through it. I don't think he did. Take out Kittle. Take out Bowers. I think those are the only two tight ends that got to 1,000.
McBride had 1146. Also, take out Trey McBride.
Yep, scrolled right by Trey McBride. I'm sorry.
What website?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just looking.
But either way. So let's just call it 20 receivers.
Okay, but you can also play this game the other way too, where you go, well, Darnell Mooney missed a game. He had 992. DK Metcalf missed two games, 992. So, like, probably somewhere around that number.
Well, 20, the best ability is availability.
21,
gotta be out there, Darnell Mooney.
21, 24, somewhere in there. But 20-plus receivers, call it.
Will they break that streak this year? It feels like to my head,
I'm starting to lean no.
No.
He asked me this 2 weeks ago at the beginning of camp. I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I don't know about that.
Because do you think he's
does anybody? Well, back it up. Does anybody outside of Diggs have a chance at it? Like, not Douglas, right?
No.
Not Booty, not Kyle Hollins. Williams, not Hollins.
No, it might be a year where you have like three guys in the 700s.
Right.
And maybe, you know, May still maybe hits his over, which is at 3,200 yards.
So if it's not Diggs, will anybody do it? My answer is no.
No.
And now I'm not feeling good about Diggs doing it. So my answer is no, they won't break the streak. No.
I thought Diggs had a chance, but it feels kind of crazy if Vegas is putting the over under at 250 yards less than 1,000. Mm. You know, like that's a big number for him to hit. So maybe he goes like 800 yards, hits the over, but the streak continues where they don't have that guy.
Puka had 990 in 11 games.
Puka had 990? He's really good.
T. Higgins had over 900 yards in 12 games. So, okay.
Also really good.
But yeah, best availability.
Yeah.
Gotta get on the field, best ability, is availability. Good point. T. Higgins misses games.
How many games is Puka Nacua going to play this year? That guy's hurt too.
Well, how many games is Stafford going to play? Because if he's not out there, that's not going to be good for Puka.
None.
That's my guy, Stafford.
Maybe none.
Well, I mean, he's not even practicing.
It's not trending.
Five or six.
Not trending in a good direction.
You're right.
Devin McCourty was on this morning with the Greg Hill Show with Courtney and Curtis, and he had an interesting answer about Steph Diggs.
Oh.
He was part of the preseason
player cast
broadcast.
Player cast.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So he's got some access down there in New England. Here's what he had to say about Steph Diggs.
Were you surprised by the coach's decision to not play Steph Diggs on Friday?
No, I think with Diggs, and we talked to him after practice, and he was kind of energetic still after the joint practice of Washington. He's, I mean, I told him I could do everything. I'm 100%. He said, but they told him, hey, you know, like, we need you in the games. We need you during those big moments. We want you to be healthy. You've done this for a while now. You've been in preseason games. You've been in practices. We just want to be smart. And I think that makes a lot of sense. As a guy who got to play 13 years, I think there is an advantage to trying to map out a plan for you to be your best in those moments. And he's out there. He's going to be playing, but coming off an ACL, and even though he looks amazing, I give them credit to say, hey, let's not take this too far. Let's not get, you know, this new receiver who we really like and just throw him out there just so we can watch him in preseason. Let's kind of be smart and, you know, take it one day at a time. And I think it will pay off for them. He's playing football. They're just not throwing him out there like he's 25. They're actually thinking about, you know, the miles that he's put on his body and how to best get the best out of Diggs later in the season.
Okay, so that makes me feel a little better.
No, it does. But what I don't understand is, so Steph Diggs tells Devin McCourty that I'm 100%, I can do anything I want. Then he tells Diana Rossini, I'm not sure about week one. I'm really not all that excited about
it. Well, but you know the difference there. One, he's on camera.
Yeah.
And so one, it's like, the other, he probably thinks he doesn't know Devin's going to go blab that on the radio, would be my guess.
Maybe. But I don't know. I guess I don't really know what the harm would be of him being like, can't wait to get the season started. She's like, we know you're not on the pup list. You passed your physical. You were there right away. You were doing, you're way ahead of schedule. But now it's almost like, you're publicly so ahead of schedule, and now you're almost like slow playing it a little bit. It's like, no, you're trending towards playing week one, and yet you don't really want to even talk about
it. And here's the thing. I didn't love his answer to Diana Rossini about week one, but maybe he's being coy. My guess is he will play week one.
Same.
But what level of production? And like the whole way Vrabel's managing all these guys, maybe we'll look at it and we'll go, oh, this is brilliant. They're all ready to go. They're all fresh as a daisy for week one.
Alive.
They got them all healthy to week one. So great. I mean, maybe we'll look at it. But in the meantime, I wonder if they're getting pushed enough to be out there and ready to go. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback on this. Stephon Diggs, his timeline, the Pats roller coaster at joint practices. How you feeling at this point in the preseason with preseason game number 2 on deck this weekend? Speaking of that, we'll go on the clock at high noon, give you 60 seconds, everything you need to know for the second preseason game. You can mark that down. We'll talk to Rob Bradford less than an hour from now at 11:30. As we'll shift gears into the Red Sox coming up. But on the way next, why are the Pats moving on from all these Belichick guys? And is Vrabel putting enough of a stamp on this roster? We'll get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kyle Duggar, the first team recently. What does he have to do to get back into the mix?
Well, I think just making sure that he's where he needs to be and understanding that the coverage concepts and everything we do keep working and keep progressing. A lot of this is the guys that have earned a right to take a look with that first unit. And again, that there'll be different lineups and different things, and so we'll just focus on, the reps that you get. And right now, that his attitude's been great, and he's had a long recovery in the off season. So just keep, he's been out there and just continue to get better and work. And I think the more that he practices, the better he's going to feel, and the more that it's going to translate onto the football field.
That was Mike Vrabel on Kyle Duggar, demoted to second team. Nagy had a pass interference yesterday at joint practices, Keith.
Nope, not going to help.
I'd imagine that didn't ingratiate himself with the new coaching staff. We got more thoughts on that coming up on, specifically Duggar and his role on the team. But also why Vrabel continues to just move on from Bill Guy after Bill Guy after Bill Guy. Football Talk on WEEI presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. You can visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I know you thought that was a very interesting answer yesterday from Vrabel about Kyle Duggar. A lot of different ways you could answer that. And he chose to say, well, yeah, he's part of the second team and other guys have passed him by. And, oh, by the way, learned some pass game concepts.
Yeah, he spoke on it for a little bit. And just when you look at what he said, basically it was he's got to be in the right spot. Other guys have earned first team reps. He does have a good attitude. And, we'll see if he works his way back in. Where I would have thought it would have been very easy to sort of like dismiss or brush off that question and just be like, hey, we're doing a lot of mixing and matching. I wouldn't run with these depth charts or whatever. And we know Vrabel has that sarcastic side to him, that if you're asking specifically about a former starter getting second team reps, he could easily just like bat that away.
No, it's a good, I didn't think as much of this in real time as you did. And then you said it and it's like, all he had to say was, we're just getting a look at different guys. We're just rotating guys through because we want to get a look at
them. Listen to these press conferences a lot of times, and this was the same with Bill and with Mayo and with Vrabel, as the question is being asked, I immediately try to think of like what the answer might be. And then, so I was shocked. I was actually surprised that it went in that direction and just sort of like confirmed that he's been doing second team stuff and he needs to like work harder to get back to the first team. And you're like, man, if Kyle Duggar is one of your highest paid players on the team, is not even a starter right now for you, is he going to stick around?
And again, they're not playing two safeties at a time. A lot of times they're playing three of them. Forget he's not a top two guy.
Yeah,
he's not even a top three guy on the team right now.
Because you can't just gut 53 players from one year to the next. But we've talked about a lot of the leadership guys. Like most of the captains from last year are all gone. Brissett was an easy one, but Dietrich Wise, who we just saw back with Washington, Joe Cardona, David Andrews, Juwan Bentley, all those guys have moved on. There was a few others that you would look at and you're like kind of like a leadership-ish type position that they've moved on from. But there's, of course, going to be holdovers. And I thought if Kyle Duggar made it this far, then you're like, all right, he's probably on the team. Maybe his role changes slightly. But after hearing it yesterday and the way it's gone in practice so far, that would not surprise me. I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest if he's the biggest name cut, or, you know, some funky trade where you do like a pick swap or something like that.
So do you think it's just there's an odd fit for Duggar on the roster, or, you know, Vrabel talked about this too, and I thought he went into a bit of a sell job mode in case other teams, personnel, people happen to see his answer on Kyle Duggar. He's like, well, he is working his way back from an injury, which he's been doing all offseason. He was getting first team reps. He's been demoted. So, yeah, he was working his way back, but that didn't prevent you from giving him first team reps earlier this offseason. Yeah. Oh, by the way, he's got a great attitude.
Yeah.
Do you think it's just about fit and maybe even like a drop in play since he's come back from the injury? Or is there something bigger going on where Vrabel's just trying to move on from the past, which I don't want to move on from a good player. I think fans overrate Duggar.
I think they are, though, like, moving on from good players.
I never really loved his game, but moving on from Duggar for nothing would be moving on from a good player. I do think they need to get away from the Bill years. And ironically, bringing Vrabel back is going back to the Bill years.
Yeah.
But I don't hate that Vrabel's doing that. It's like, all right, we're not living in 2018 anymore. Brady's gone. Bill's long gone. It's time to bring in a new era. Like, I don't hate that he's doing something.
But at least Vrabel, and this is a side topic, but at least Vrabel had success away from Bill.
True.
Right? Like, Josh McDaniels really didn't. And so we'll see if he does when he comes back, or now that he's back. But, yeah, I think there is something of, like, clearing out the locker room and just changing the culture. I mean, you changed almost all the coaches. You know, like, Jeremy Springer and a couple other guys are back from last year. But the big positions of power are all changed. The captains across the board are all going to be different. And, yeah, you're not going to move on. Like, I can't think of a player from last year, which they weren't very talented. But what player from last year are you like, man, I wish he was still on the team?
Well, I mean, if Andrews had anything left and wasn't retired,
that'd be
the one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, but Duggar is a player. I'm not going to lament them cutting Duggar. I just feel like he should have a spot on an NFL roster. Why are you cutting a guy
on a team?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that might be the first one where I go, huh. I would say Onwenu's another one that Curran's brought up in the past. Ramondre, like, those are guys that
I think Onwenu's the safest out of the three just because the group.
Me too, but those are names that have kind of come up where those are actual NFL players. Cardona and guys like
but
this.
But those are, well, no, I'm not worried about that. But those three guys that you mentioned, it's funny because those were all Bill guys, but weren't they all extended by Wolf?
Yes.
So it's like, are you still have Wolf here? Whatever the hell he's doing. We're kind of quiet.
Yeah, I mean, part of me wonders how much of that was ownership too.
Played that in a while.
They had to justify spending some money with Bill out the door, so the way they spent it was just bringing back all their own crap, which I criticized in real time. I didn't get it. I wanted to move on from a lot of those guys. But now some of them are here, and look, those are all NFL players. I do think they need to clear some of that out. Like, let's move on from the Bill years, and I guess it's a weird guy to do it since he was here. You mentioned he had success without Bill. It's part of why I didn't want McDaniels back.
Yeah.
But okay. Coaching staff is the coaching staff. I think it's okay to clear out some of that roster.
But Vrabel also hasn't been here in 17 years or whatever.
True.
Like, he's gone. He's been around. He went to college, pro,
but
couple
fans
teams.
Still view him as
Patriot. But, I mean, that was 20 years ago that they were winning Super Bowls. And then he was there for a couple more years and then the whole thing.
So, yeah, I think they need some of that. And hopefully they can get something for Duggar. It doesn't sound like they're going to get much.
No.
You mentioned
a
pick swap the other day.
That's what I think it would be.
It's probably the best they can hope for. And I don't really care about the dead cap hit against the they have the most salary cap space in football. But I'd like to get something back for him at least. Justin is in D.C. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, gentlemen. I have two quick questions for you guys if I can get the second one out. The first one is, how good do you think this defense needs to be to hit the over, not even make the playoffs?
Top 10.
Top 15?
Yeah, definitely top 15, top 12. I mean, yeah, top 12 minimum, maybe. Go with that.
And then, okay, I kind of agree with that because of all the offensive struggles and Drake May still getting better. My second question then is, are we kind of overrating this defense? And I ask that because we learned from the Giants during the Brady years, you kind of need an elite pass rusher to be an elite defense. They don't have that. Their linebacking group doesn't have a Pro Bowler, but I think they're also kind of low-key mid. And their safeties, you're talking about Duggar, he's also mid. And then the depth of the defense is absolutely atrocious. So I'm just struggling to see where people think automatically this defense is going to get way, way better with all these changes that, you also just referenced.
Well, I think coaching would go a long way to that, like Vrabel and his scheme. And
yeah,
that
Mayo,
sort of thing.
Covington, or Vrabel Williams.
Yeah, this.
I'll take that.
But I'll speak for myself personally. I think, if anything, I've underrated the defense. Like, yeah. We spent a ton of time talking about the offense and the offensive line and the wide receivers and Drake May and his development and the McDaniels offense. I haven't spent as much time on the defense. No. And
last year, they were 22nd. In defense. So, I expect it to go way up.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd place a sizable wager on them being a top 10 defense, but they're going to be improved. They should be in the top half of the league. And yeah, I think if anything, I personally am underrating the defense. I don't think I've overrated it at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've underrated it. More so kind of overlooked it because we've been so focused on all the new offensive players. But I remember when we're at the joint practices, we're at training camp, and you look down and you see Milton Williams and Christian Barmore in the middle with Harold Landry and Keon White. Robert Spillane is good. He's solid, right? So that's an upgrade from what you've had over the last several years. I love the cornerback duo. I think Peppers is solid, too. Like, I think he's above mid, for example. So you put all that together, I'm like, I don't know, I kind of like the defense. Marcus Jones is a good slot corner. Like, I think the defense should be really good. You sprinkle in some coaching. You sprinkle in the fact that they're playing a lot of bad quarterbacks this year. That should be the formula for a top 10, 12 defense.
You didn't even mention Kalavon Chasen, who I think had a good day yesterday, too.
Oh, yeah,
too,
that guy's a menace.
Against the guy not named Will Campbell.
Good, I love that.
And so if he's going to do it against another team, maybe there's a little bit more there. No, yeah, I think if anything, I personally have at least overlooked the defense, as you said, and even underrated it a little bit. But you guys can discuss at 617-779-7937. Day two of joint practices today in Minnesota. You'll hear from Mike Vrabel live in the noontime hour. We got Kiefer Madness for you coming up. We'll go on the clock at high noon. Everything you need to know about Pats Vikings preseason game number 2 in just 60 seconds. We'll do that coming up. A lot of Pats talk in the first hour. Let's get to the Red Sox. They drop a series last night in Houston. They dropped 2 series on their road trip. Alex Cora right in the middle of it. We'll get to all of it coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.